Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I wanted to talk about a topic that has come up for me a lot lately. Remember a few weeks ago, we talked about we don't have to act on every thought that we have, and that often we can want two things at the same time because our parts want two different things. I have another thought that I would like to share with you. This is the idea. So we say that our parts have agendas, and self doesn't have an agenda except to heal its parts, but our parts absolutely can have an agenda. And what does that agenda look like? Sometimes it looks like an opinion. And I want to point out that each part has an agenda, each part has an opinion, and those opinions are not necessarily facts. And that surprised me because what I got to tell you, when my parts lean into their opinions or their beliefs, they believe it like it's the gospel. They believe it is a fact. And those thoughts that we have, like a desire to buy a $200 pair of shoes or a desire to sock away money into our Roth IRA, those are all parts of us that have different ideas about how things in life should go. Our parts have agendas, and they all have opinions that go along with their agendas. So if I ask the part whose opinion it is that we need those shoes, they think that would make us happy. We deserve them. They're cute as a button. And I feel that in my body. And to that part, it really believes these shoes would change my life. They believe that these could bring maybe world peace as it happens. And so to that, this part thinks that is a fact. World peace will happen if Laura gets those shoes. Now, I'm being slightly facetious, but to the part, it really does believe that. I can feel that it thinks those shoes are something I have to have. That is a fact. If I ask a part that thinks I should put that $200 in my IRA, she's convinced financial ruination will occur if I don't put that money in my retirement fund. We are doomed. We are going to die destitute. So my role with some self-energy is to be able to hold space for both of these parts, to really hear them. The same would be true if I'm talking about the parts that think I should spend the rest of the afternoon lying on the couch watching Netflix. Because I can assure you, there's another part that's like, oh, no. We are very busy. We have things we need to do. Actually, we even have fun things we want to do. We are not laying here and watching. We're not going to lay here and watch Netflix for 4 hours. And my Netflix part is like, oh, yes, we are. That is a fact. We are going to watch Netflix for 4 hours. And so my job is to be curious and open because these parts are convinced they're right. So sometimes they come across with the energy of, this is a fact. We are going to do this. And I just want to point out, it's really not a fact. It's an opinion. It's an opinion and an agenda. And I think it's important that we're able to see that. Because that's another one of those things I was like, huh, I don't have to act on every thought that my parts have. I don't have to treat them as facts. I can recognize that they are opinions. And what I want to be able to do, what I want you to be able to do, is to be able to recognize, oh, I've got two parts that want two different things, right? I want one that wants to do this and one that wants to do that. I want to be able to come in with some self-energy and say, what is the best thing for us? Do I watch Netflix for a few hours? Do I do the things on my to-do list and maybe even play around in some paint and creativity later? What is the best thing for the system? And of course, both of them are convinced they're right. They're both convinced these are facts and this needs to happen. The part that wants the shoes is convinced the world would be a better place. That's a fact if I have these shoes. The financial ruin lady is also convinced she's right. We're going to die destitute. So notice that what they're feeling is their opinion. What we want you to be able to do is to recognize that you have parts that have opinions, and quite often they have quite different opinions. And then you We want you to be able to listen to them with some love and some care and some compassion. And then you decide what is best for you. Maybe it's best for me to compromise. There is a TV show I'd like to watch a couple of episodes on Netflix. Maybe I'll watch a couple episodes. Then I'll get some things done. Or maybe I'll get a couple of things done and then watch some episodes. Yeah. See if you can notice that when a part really gets activated, it feels like a fact. Just the facts, ma'am. And it's not. It's an opinion. And our parts all have them. So sending you some love. I hope this is helpful. Let me know. Did you know that your parts are convinced it's a fact? But it doesn't have to be. Particularly notice when you have two opposing facts, quote facts. Drop me a line, Lara@lauralively.com. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts and all of their opinions.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.